day. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And not necessarily the news. Taking the I saw this online and turning it into I heard this on the radio. That's right.
Well, it's a good thing it's a radio show.
Unless you're watching. You're watching online on our Hank Facebook page, which then that would mean this is online. Welcome our worldwide audience. Have fun in the comments section. The latest from the quorum that never was, because it can't be. The Texas House issued yesterday arrest warrants for the Texas Democrats who are on the run and on the lam. Now, the warrants apply to only within state lines, so this is largely just symbolic. Nobody's going to face criminal or civil charges for the arrests on this, so they can't really go up to Illinois, where most of them are, to go get them. But no quorum. No quorum yet, even though we are quoruming very much on this show. We will be 747, might as well trumping, of course. He'll be on the hotline, and as if on cue yesterday, President Trump, because of the whole jeans, the American Eagle jeans controversy, praised Sidney Sweeney and took a shot at Taylor Swift. And it caused American Eagle to their stock to jump 23%. So, okay. And then, as Trump announced last week, that they will level the east wing of the White House and create a huge, massive event ballroom on that side of the White House. Also came out yesterday that, and he had said this a little while ago, that he wanted to make modifications to the White House Rose Garden. So they paved over it. Official pictures yesterday of the redesign of the White House Rose Garden came out. And, yeah, the historic green space paved over with white concrete and a nice patio furniture there and garden furniture there. But, yes, there are still a few roses on either side of the very giant slab of concrete right there. We'll have him 747 today. Hey, congratulations to Dollywood, besting both Disney World's, Universal Studios, and beloved Six Flags. Dollywood named a number one amusement and water park of America in the 2025 Traveler's Choice Best of the Best Awards. I don't know if that's where Heather Lee and her family went. Oh, I think it was some tropical thing. But congratulations to Dollywood beating out Disney and the like, too, which proves, once again, you don't need Mickey ears when you've got Dolly's. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. In fact, my dad reminded me of this, too. The inaugural coming to March of next year. Heart of Arlington, right across the street from Jerry World, AT&T Stadium, and the like. It will be the IndyCar race, the road race, inaugural Grand Prix of, Grand Prix of Arlington. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., so just a heads up right there. You can go to, IndyCar.com. And then also from the sports world, this story from the weekend is just too crazy. This came out of Portland, the minor league team, the Portland Pickles, who are fantastic on social media, by the way. Well, they were doing this thing where they do a random drawing, supposedly, and they've done it all throughout the season, and a fan that is selected out of random drawings gets to go to the plate and actually take a competitive at-bat that counts during the game if they get drawn. So this happens Saturday night there in the Portland Pickles game, and some young guy gets selected. He draws a walk and scores a run on his first time up, which earns him another plate appearance later in the game. And then he hits a two-run home run to deep left center field, farthest part of the ballpark there, and helps lead the Pickles to victory on this. So he's only known at this time by the name Dixie on that. And a little more about him. It turns out he is a former college baseball player. not any degree of massive success or anything like that, but he got up there, he shot his shot, and he took it, and he just was offered by the Portland Pickles a contract to be a part of the team for the rest of the season. So that, there's a Disney movie in there somewhere. That's beautiful. On the flip side, the sad news, because of the withdrawing of corporate funds, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting will officially end its existence due to a lack of federal funding, which is why yesterday Sesame Street was sponsored by the letters I, O, and U. Also, a bummer. For the first time, CNN is reporting that there is no official song of summer this year. You know how they always do this, kind of a marketing ploy almost, and it's always some song you've never heard of, but your kid certainly has or something like that. But no song of summer. They're just going to go with whatever Wolf Blitzer's been banging. And then this month, YouTube announced that they are going to introduce YouTube new AI technology that estimates whether users are under 18 years of age by analyzing their viewing habits and YouTube activity. So this is AI. The aim is to enforce age-appropriate safeguards and limit access to certain content. So they're going to use AI to do this. Look, YouTube, just because I watch like 26 hours of G.I. Joe nonstop doesn't mean I'm under 18, okay?
You and me with KB and Heather Lee.
Not yours to judge. Not yours to judge.